Stoji da je, to je Ravaj Cvi Liberman.
The first Rashi in this week's parasha says Rashi, Loma parasha zu stumo. Those who managed to look inside the Sefer Torah during Hagba will notice there's no space at all in the Sefer Torah between Vayigash and Vayechi. Normal parashas have either got a space to call a parasha psucho, where the sedra, the parasha, starts on a different line, and then you've got the parasha stumo, where there's a space of 9 oisius between the previous parasha and this one. Between Vayigash Vayechi, it's totally closed. There's absolutely no hefsek. It looks like just the next word. There's no hefsek at all between Vayigash Vayechi. So it brings Rashi from Chazal, Loma parasha zustumo. Why is this parasha totally closed up? Says Rashi, Difishe kimen shenifte Yaakovinu nistva nev v'limah shedisom mitzoros ha-shibut. When Yaakovinu was nifta, the shibut started. Sheshilu l'shabdom. So therefore, the close together symbolizes a blockage. And Klal Yisrael, the eyes and the hearts got blocked. The freedom was obstructed because the shibud started already. That's why the parasha is sosum. So the Fipshutoi, we understand Pshat in Rashi. Really, it's a total separate parasha like any other parasha in the Torah. Just the space in the Sefer Torah is not there. This, between these two parashas, even though it's separate parashas, there's no space in the Sefer Torah. Pardon? One letter space, like two, like between two words. Yeah, nothing more than that. One letter space, like between any two words, but nothing more than that. Or like between two psukim, but not any space, no parsha space, which is either 9 letters or a separate line. The Chassam Sofer, there's one line in the Chassam Sofer where you see the Chassam Sofer understood it differently. The Chassam Sofer is talking about a different topic. The Chassam Sofer is talking about, there's a Gemara Brochus, which is a well-known, because it comes in very many halachas on the get to it, a Gemara Brochus Yud Beis and Mabeis, as Kol Parsha de Lo Poska Moshe Lo Paskinon. We mustn't make different spaces in the Torah, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu. So wherever Parsha, which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't separate, we mustn't separate either. There's another Gemara Megillah, Chof Beis and Madalev, called Psuka to Le Poska Moshe Le Paskinon. Any posuk which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't separate, which would Moshe in the Torah is a complete posuk, we mustn't cut the posuk in half. So one Gemara tells me we mustn't cut parashas in half, and there's another Gemara tells me we mustn't cut psukim in half. Per parashas, it's one klal. You mustn't change the Torah in any way. No changing of psukim, no changing of parashas. Says the Chassam Sofer, no. These are two separate rules. Says the Chassam Sofer, dividing psukim in half is Gemara, is mevu of the Gemara Megillah, that is a more chomotik esa. That you mustn't even do it for a short while. You're not allowed to make a Kriya of a posuk, even just for a short while, you'll finish off the other half. In a short while later, you mustn't divide a posuk which is not divided from Moshe Rabbeinu's Ksivas HaTorah. The Gemara therefore discusses Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh is complicated. On Rosh Chodesh, we need to make 4 aliyahs, and 3 of the aliyahs are in the Parashat HaTomid with the Parashat Shabbos. The Parashat HaTomid has got 8 psukim, Parashat Shabbos has got 2 psukim. Now, it's very hard to fit with all the rules. We mustn't make stops before less than 3 psukim before the end of the parasha, and mustn't make a stop less than 3 psukim from the beginning of the parasha, and we need to make 3 aliyahs. So a bit stuck with 8 psukim is a bit complicated. How do you make 3 aliyahs? So the Gemara begins with Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Doilik, which is our minig, we repeat the second Aliyah repeats a posuk which was said in the first Aliyah. And Shmuel says, posuk, no, you have to stop in the middle of posuk number three. You may say two psukim, then a half a posuk. That's how you make a three psukim. Says the Gemara, why does Rav not agree with Shmuel? Says Gemara, ko psuka de lo poskim, moisha lo poskinon. You're not allowed to make stop in the middle of a posuk. Even though I'm going to carry on in just 2 or 3 minutes later by the next aliyah. But you mustn't make a stop even for a short while. You mustn't make stops in the middle of psukim. Says the Gemara, does Shmuel not hold of this rule? So the Gemara, everybody holds of this rule. And the Gemara brings, there was a whole shayla, a whole discussion, teaching children psukim. Can you teach them half psukim? And the Gemara brings, there was a great melamed called Rab Chananya, who tried to get a heter for Rab Chanina Godel, teaching children half psukim, because they'll understand it better. Obviously, they used to say the posuk, betoyas posuk. I mean, I'm allowed to say the word vahiyak and explain the words. They said the betoyas posuk, and were they allowed to do half psukim? And finally, there was a heter, because they're not going to understand the posuk. Otherwise, so there was a special heter over there for the children, for the tanoik shebeis rabban, you're allowed to divide the psukim. But otherwise, you're not. So therefore the Gemara says, how can Shmuel allow poisik? So the Gemara answers, here there's no other way. Shmuel held this, because there's no eitzah. He didn't hold of doilig of repeat psukim, so there's no eitzah. We find a heter. Says the Chasam Sofer, but one that you see from the Gemara, that you're not allowed to divide psukim even for a short while, even though you're going to say the other half later. Since at the moment you're saying a half a posuk, you mustn't divide psukim at all. That's legabe psukim. Says, carries on the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to dividing parishes, making stops, a parish le poske Moshe, that's not so chomul. That's not so chomul. Says the Chasam Sofer, that Gemara is the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus, you'd base him a base. The Gemara talks about, they wanted to be kaveya parishes bolok in Krishma. That every day when we say Krishma, besides the three parshas, Shema, Vohim Shemoya, and Vayoyme, they wanted to add a fourth parsha, we should say together with our Krishma, with our daily Krishma, parshas Bolog. Says the Gemara, why didn't they? Tiyukat to Tiburah. It's a bit too much. The Olam will be delayed. It's too much for the Tiburah, Tiyukat to Tiburah. Says the Gemara, which, what was so special about Parshas Bolog? Why does it deserve, with a half a minute, to be put in mitzvahs, daily mitzvahs, Krishna? Says him, oh yeah, there's a fabulous posuk, Korah Shochav Ka'ari Ukulovi Mi Kemenu, which is very similar to B'Shochav Kemecho, talk about how Klal Yisrael go to sleep, how Klal Yisrael get up. It's a very, very special posuk. They wanted to put it that in Krishna. Says the Gemara, well, if that's all what you want, put that posuk in. It's not a terrible taste, we'll add another posuk, we'll cope with that. So put that posuk in as the extra part of Krishma, and it won't be taken to. Says the Gemara, no, no, no. Called Parsha de le Poska Moshe le Paskinom. So that's over. That's a kvir loyal, kvir loyalom. To make a kvir loyalom of a half a parsha, that we're not allowed to do. But for a short while, if there'd be somehow you'd put it right, the end of the day after Shach, you'd carry on the parish, it wouldn't be terrible. Says the Chasam Sofer, parish de le poske Moshe is not such a chomedik halacha. It's only if you're doing a kviz like that, lo'ilam. But if you sort of put it right shortly after, is not a problem. Says the Chasam Sofer, where did I get it from? How do I know that parish de le poske Moshe is only by kviyas l'olam? Maybe it's also chomer. Maybe you mustn't do a divide parshas. You mustn't divide parshas even for short term, like you mustn't divide psukim. So I've got mufurish araya from parshas vayechi, the line of parshas vayechi. So the sefer, we're always mafsik in the middle of a parsha. Last week we ended off in the middle of parsha, we ended off at Yivri Moed, and a whole week till we start vayechi Yaakov, we're mafsik in the middle of a parsha. As he brings, he says, you know the Chazal, that there's no psucha, no stumo kapeh shashi shom. And still we make a hefsik. How can we do that? Is a raya, because we're going to finish off the following week, it doesn't matter, even though we are stopping in the middle of a parsha, but since we're going to carry on, it doesn't matter. So you see, you're allowed to be mafsik parshas as long as it's not a kviyas loyalom. So state in this one line of some Seifa, Moed Gechidish. So some Seifa learns, you should know that we are in the middle of a parsha. When we finish parsha Vayigash, it's not Pshat, it's a separate parsha, just without a space in the Sefer Torah. No, it's one parsha. Vayigash Vayichi goes together. It is one parsha. The parsha started off in you have to find the last Peh Samach and finish, when you find Vayichi somewhere along the line, it's one parsha. So the Chasam Sofer understood the Chazal. Lo mo parsha Tumah. It should have been a separate parsha. How come it's all one parsha, the fact that there's no space in the Sefer Torah, it's one parsha. How come it's one parsha? Answer, Vishenistimu Eneem Velimel Shel Yisrael. That's how the Chasam Sofer understood that you should know Vayichi and Vayigash is one parsha. Just we make a stop. In that, in our Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, we make a stop. And it doesn't matter making a stop, as long as it's not a permanent stop, because we put it right the week later, the Chasam Sofer says there's nothing to worry about. Psukad Leposke Moshe.
Now that
yeah. It's permanently making a short hefsek lo ilom, but it's not called a permanent stop. By the Gemara in by Parshas Bolak, they would never carry on. You'd never say the rest. That's called a permanent stop. You always left with just the posik on its own. But here, it's not left on its own because you sort of like finish off the week later. That the Chasam Sofer said is fine. So Parshas LePosuk Moshe, we've got this kula. If it's not permanent, it's only psukim which is much more chomel. So it is a long sugya, this psuk leposuk. I should just give one example because I'm so if it happens to talk about as well. There's so many parts of davening and in our avodas hayoyim that we divide psukim. Just to mention the one which is, I find always fascinating that Chasam Sofer talks about Friday night kiddush. Yom HaShishi. Now, there's no posuk. The very Yom HaShishi is not the beginning of a posuk. The posuk starts, So we're starting in the middle of a posuk. Our Kiddush Friday night. What's going on here? I said, the Chasam Sofer, it's posuk. Posuk is no Eitzah. We have to say, because so we have to say that part of Yevoike Yom Hashishi, because we need to start off our Kiddush with Yudke Vovke. So therefore says the Chasam Sofer, Vayechulu Hashemayim is Vovke, but we need a Yudke as well. We need Yudke Vovke. That's Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim is Yudke Vovke. So therefore, we have to start. We can't just start Yeshua. We need to start off with the Shem Hashem, the Yudke Vovke. So the Chasam Sofer, we can't start Yom Hashishi. It just doesn't make sense. Yom Hashishi. What about Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim? It just hasn't got any much more. So don't it make sense? Vayere Vayechulu Hashishi. What about starting in the posik? No. V'yalekim is kolish also v'in a toy moed. One of Joshua Chazal is toy moed u'malachamoves. No, I'm not starting my kiddush with malachamoves. Doshenish. So the malachamoves can't come into my kiddush. I need my yudke vovke. The malachamoves we have to keep out. And it has to make sense. We possibly going to eat it. So therefore, when we're going to eat it, we're allowed to. So these, we need special coolers. How we're allowed to divide psukim. Dividing psukim is a chomutik aloha, let's call it. But dividing parshas, making kvitz milah parshas, that the Chasam Sofer says we can have kulas, and that's his proof from Vayigash Vayichi. The Parshas Yosef brings from the Sefer B'chor Yishai. He asks on this Loma Parshas Tumah, who said it's Bechlal a separate parsha? You know, we're asking, it's a separate parsha, but why it's awesome? Who told you it's a separate parsha at all? Separate parsha, the asking why is it so? Maybe it's not going to be a separate parsha at all. So the parsha Yosef brings from an early Achim B'choy Shoy, which says like this. He says, the last words of parsha Vayigash are Vayifru Vayirbu Moid. Klal Yisrael multiplied in a very great way. Says B'choy Shoy, we know from parsha Shemois, when were Klal Yisrael Zoicha to this special brocha of multiplying in an unnatural speed? So they only got this special brocha when the Shibbat started. Now the Shibbat only started when Yaakovino was Nifta. Says the B'chor Shoy, so we've got a bit of a problem here. The Psukim are in the wrong order. Yaakovino is still alive. So therefore, it's the order. Something is doesn't work in the chronological set of Dvorim. Vayivim b'moyd wa vayichi Yaakov muzman zogen choshon ein mukta mu'uch b'toyra. There are many times we have to sort of transpose in different seder. But says of a choshon, there's a famous Gemara Psochim davor amid beis. We don't say ein mukta mu'uch b'toyra only by two parshas, but we don't say it per parsha achas. So we can only say in Mukdemuch Batoira if Vayechi and Vayegash is a separate parsha. Then we can say Vaymoik took place after Vayechi Yaakov. Says the Bechor Yishoy, this is the Raya. This is the Raya. That it really is two separate parshas. We say in Mukdemucha, and that's why Chazal got Kasha. So why is there no space? But according to Chazal, which you just said now, it's better as one parsha. And it's one parsha. So we're going to be stuck with this Bechor Yishoy Shtichel Torah that the Vayifru V'yim Amoid doesn't stem with the Kashiyanos again Yim Kayifrites. Oh, but it's not such a worrying Shtichel Torah, I think, because Vayifru V'yim doesn't have to be at the same level, the same speed as the Ken Yim Kayifrites, which was later. There was a certain Vayifru V'yim more than natural, but it doesn't have to be, it was the same speed as took place in the actual Mitzrayim. The Chizkuni says on these Waviv Moed that the idea was Lekayim of the Brocha which Yaakovina received. He received a Brocha Ki Legoi God La Simchasham. This was a separate brocha. There was a brocha to Yaakov Avinu that in your lifetime there's going to be a great increase in your descendants. That's our Yivim Moed. And there was a separate brocha and a different a greater speed of Vayifru V'yim Amoid later in Mitzrayim. So it could be we can manage the psukim without making a Mukdemucha Batoya. But Kol Ponim, so most Achrayim assume that it is two separate parashas. It's the some Sefer's Chiddush that it's one parasha. Chazal by making, telling us there's no spaces, they Megal to us, it's meant to be one parasha. I saw brought down a Shaila. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perekhes, if a Sofer makes a mistake in his Ksiva Sefer Torah, and he makes a Parsha Psucho like a Stumo, or Parsha Stumo like a Psucho, a Parsha Psucho which is meant to be a separate line, he only leaves 9-letter space, or Parsha Stumo which is only meant to be a 9-letter space, he makes a separate line. So the Rambam Paskin's Poshel. Freak the Tshuva's Chaim Shal is the early Svadisha Godel. What's the din of the Sefer by Vayechi? He forgot this Rashi when he was writing his Sefer Torah. And he made a 9-letter space between Vayigash and Vayechi. Is the Sefer Torah kosher or is the Sefer Torah apostle? Tilly corrected at least. Is it kosher apostle? So the Tshuva's Chaim Shal says, really, Vayechi is a separate parsha. Really, it is a separate parsha, and therefore, it's meant to be two parshas. But we just don't make a space. Says the Chaim Shal HaChiddush, the Rambam only said it's possible if you actually make a change. If I make from Psucho to Stumo, or Stumo to Psucho, that's called a big change in the Sefer Torah. Says the Tshuva's Chaim Shal, by a Sofer making a 9-letter space, he's making a Parsha Stumo into a Parsha Stumo. Just to a closed Parsha Stumo to a 9-letter space Parsha Stumo. You're still sticking with Parsha Stumo. It's a Parsha Stumo, two Parshas which are close to each other. You haven't made a major change, says the Tshuva's Chaim Shal. So therefore, he believes the Sefer Torah is kosher. But L'choy, according to the Chassam Sofer, which we've just learned, it's far from sure this psal. The Chassam Sofer learned, no, it's one parasha. The halach is, it's not two parashas at all. It's one parasha. It's just a posig after a posig in the same parasha. By making a space of 9 letters, you're turning a single parasha into two parashas. You're making a major change. So that could very well be possible. Till you put it right. So according to Chassam Sofer, it's in you understand the Chassam Sofer that it's actually one parasha. So making a space is doing it badly wrong. You're making it from what's meant to be one parasha, you make it into two parshas. Make it into two parshas, that's a big mistake in the Sefer Torah. So that could very well be wrong. We know, how many sedras have we got in our Torah? So everybody knows, we've all counted it one upon a time. We have 54 sedras in the Torah. You count them from Bereishis to Vezayis HaBracha, you'll find 54 sections. In Zohar Kodesh state, in many places, that we've got 53 sections. Not 54, 53. And the Mefarshim are very busy. What one has he left out? Which one has gone missing in the Zohar Kodesh? So many Mefarshim are so brought down in the Sefer Shem HaGdolim. He says the Zohar Kodesh holds Truma and Tetzaveh go together. They're not called separate parshas. Why? Because Tetzaveh hasn't got Moshe Rabbeinu's name in. We don't have a parsha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name in. From when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So parsha without Moshe Rabbeinu, we treat as tofel to the previous parsha. So the Zohar Kodesh treats Tetzaveh as part of Parshas Truma, and that's how the number, according to the Zohar Kodesh, is 53 sedras and not 54 sedras. But it could very well be, according to the Chassam Sofer we just learned, we've got even a simpler solution. There's no such thing as sedra called Parshas Vayechi. Doesn't exist. There's a long sedra called Vayigash, which we divide over 2 weeks. We do half of the long sedra Vayigash, what we call Shabbos Parshas Vayigash, and we do the second half of sedra Vayigash in the week we call Shabbos Parshas Vayechi. But it's all one big sedra. It's Parshas Rustuma. So according to some sefer, may have based himself on the Zohar Kodesh. I have no idea. There's some sefer which he assumes that these Vayigash Chi is one big sedra is fitting very nicely with the Zohar Kodesh that we have only got 53 parshas altogether. Interesting, just one more maramokum on this topic. The Rashbam, in the beginning of Vayechi, the Rashbam says, you should know the Sedra doesn't start from Vayechi. Do you know where Vayechi really starts? Is Vayechi really starts in the last posuk of Vayigash. So he doesn't say that there's no departure, but it's about the starting point, he writes, of Peshbam. He just says, the starting Ikka has called us, you should know, where does Parshas Vayechi start? From Vayeshev. Got a new sector called Parshas Vayeshev over here. It starts the last posuk in Vayigash, starts Vayeshev Yisrael Be'etzim Zayin, which we said for Be'etzim Vayotim Yimboi. He said Vayechi Yaakov follows that. Yaakov Venus settled Mitzrayim, and the family grew, and Vayechi Yaakov, he lived Be'etzim Zayin. Exactly how long he lived. He says, to start by Chi and Vayeshev last week, it doesn't work. The Sedron is, it's Parshas Vayeshev this week. So we're not sure with this week's Vayechi, Vayeshev, we've got a third option now. Now this week is Parshas Vayeshev, but it's our Vayeshev, says the Rashbam. So why do we start with a Pasuk Vayechi? So the Rashbam, something interesting. He said, Leirotzo HaKilas, we didn't want to finish off Parshas Vayigash with the previous Pesukim. Because all the previous Pesukim, from Vatihi Oz to Paroi, talks about how Paroi owned the entire Mitzrayim, and how Yosef made it that Paroi owned it because they all bought the Tvuah with their land. It's all talk about Paroi's greatness, and Paroi gaining power, having the full control, owning the entire Eretz Mitzrayim. We don't want to, says the Rashbam, finish off a parasha, talk about Paroi's success and Paro's wealth and Paro's koyach, probably because that's always the beginning of the Golus Mitzrayim, I imagine. We don't start with that. Therefore, we put in a posting in the end of last week's Sedra from this week, the variations, or we put it in last week, to end off the parasha with Yaakov Avinu's Hatzlach Mitzrayim, not with Paro's Hatzlach Mitzrayim. That's why Vayeshev Sol was put into the Kriya of last week, and we start Vayechi. So it's some different manmok, not whether it's one or two parashas, where the parasha starts, is that the main parasha really starts on Vayeshev Sol. Tonight is Ches Teves. And we know we've got three sad days coming up: Ches Teves, Tes Teves, and Asor B'Teves. And Chazal bring, we'll find it in Slichas on Friday morning, that the three Gezeiras, Ches Teves, which is tomorrow, the Torah was translated into Yevonis, which was a terrible tragedy for Klal Yisrael, and the world, the Losh Chazal is in Sefer Tanis, the world went dark for 3 days. Tes Teves, interesting Loshen, some Rishonim say, Loi noida matzor hoisaboy. But in Slichas we say, Ezra HaSofer was Nifta, which was a great tragedy for Klal Yisrael. And Asor B'teves, Somach Melech Bovel al Yerushalayim, the Melech Bovel laid siege on Yerushalayim, Asor B'teves. So these 3 days, Ches, Tes, and Yud, are 3 days of tragedies, and we fast on Asor B'teves for all of them. And it's well known that Avadram says, this year, Asor B'teves falls on Friday. It's the only Tanis which can fall on Friday with the cheshbonis of our calendar. It's the only Tanis, Yom Kippur, Chazal never allowed to be on Friday. And all the others don't work with the various cheshbonis, can't work out of Friday. It's the only one. And it's brought down the Gemara and Erevin. Had Tisha B'Av been chal on Friday, we wouldn't fast all day. You're not supposed to enter Shabbos Mu'una. You're not supposed to enter Shabbos with starving. You know, it's not Kovach Shabbos. You're supposed to grunt to his food. That's not supposed to do that. But Asor B'Teves on Friday, we fast to the very end. And the Avadram carries on. If Asor B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, would even fast then. Even fast then. Tisha B'Av Shabbos? No, it gets pushed. It gets delayed. But if Asor B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, in our calendar it can't. But had it been possible for Asor B'Teves to fall on Shabbos, the Avadram brings, we would fast on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Ksov Lecho Es Etzema Yoim Azeh. There's a Loshen in Nach, Itzumah Shel Yoim, it must be on that day. Like by Kippur, there's a Loshen Etzema Yoim Azeh, it must be on that day. Freidach Sam Sofer, what's so special, what's so unique about Asor B'Teves? It's more important than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Friday, half day, Shabbos, pushed off. Your Asor B'Teves, no, you have to fast from the beginning to the end, which every day falls, Friday, Shabbos. Why is it so chomel? In our eyes, L'chayra, Asor B'Teves was just the beginning of the siege, it wasn't the Churban. The Churban was 2.5 years later. Isn't the Churban more serious than the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim, which was only a beginning of a 2.5 year ordeal? Why is it what's so chomor about Asor B'Teves? Sedech Sam Sofer, a Moedik Epshat. Sedech Sam Sofer, really, why did they make a fast of the siege of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was under siege a few other times. Parallel siege in different times. It wasn't the only time. Why exactly do we make a Tanis of Asor B'Teves, which was the day that the Nebuchadnezzar was laid siege on Yerushalayim? Says the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer knew these things. So he said, do you know why? Because the day that Melech Bovel laid siege on Yerushalayim was a day of din in Shomayim, whether the Churban should take place or not. This laying siege, which was the Haschola of the Churban, was a day, a Yom Mishpot in Shomayim, whether the Churban should take place or not. And unfortunately, the Psak was, the Churban should take place, and this was the beginning of the Churban, the siege, which was Haschola for the Churban, that followed on as a result of that Psak. Says the Chasam Sofer, called Doi Shoy Nivna Beis Amidish B'Yomah Kilu Necha B'Yomah. We can't look at Churban Abayis as something which happened close to 2,000 years ago. We have to realize it happens every year. There's a repeat Churban every year, the fact that the Beis Amidish is not built. Comes out, says the Chasam Sofer, whatever happened in that year repeats itself in history every year. That means, says the Chasam Sofer, when Asor B'Teves comes around every year, there's a Mishpat in Shemayim, will we have to have another Churban in this Tov Shin Pei Hei Chas V'Sholem? Or no, the basement is going to be rebuilt, we're not going to have a Churban here. So it's a Yom HaMishpat on Asor B'Teves, what Tov Shin Pei Hei is going to bring. Is it going to be a Shnas of Binyan Beis HaMikdash or Chas V'Sholem Faket? Said that some Sofer, you know, there's one Tanis that is Kloin Chazal allowed to fast a Shabbat. Do you know what that Tanis is called? Tanis Cholim. All other Tanis, you don't Tanis Cholim. Why is Tanis Cholim allowed to fast a Shabbos? Said that some Sofer, because a person has tremendous oinig from knowing that the Tanis will cancel the Gzeir of his dream. Because Tanis Cholim cancels dreams. So therefore, it takes away the pending Tzorah Chas V'Sholem. Therefore, you're allowed to fast because he's got oinig by knowing that the Tzorah will be cancelled. Said the Chasam Sofer. Asor B'Teves said the same thing. Asor B'Teves, by us fasting, by us thinking about realizing that we can merit a Gzeira, merit a Geula, that the Rebbeinu can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, so our Tanis can be called oinig as well. Because through this Tannis. It's not just a Tannis on the past, says the Ksam Sefer. Tisha B'Av is a Tannis on the past. That's not Deikashab. But Tannis is for the future to be Mevatl, the Chas V'Sholem, Hatzorah Sido, Chas V'Sholem, that we shouldn't have another Churban in the coming year. So our fasting is Sobetavit. The purpose is to cancel the Psak and make sure we only have a Psak of a Gula. And therefore, it's a Oynik to fast to know that with our Tannis, we hopefully will be Zoicha to a Gebenched year. So that is why our Sobetavit is Chomul, for us to realize this is our opportunity to daven, to put in extra fillers that we should take a be Zoicha to a Gebenched year with a Gula Shalemo Bekorif.
May Lomin Kobi Kosovish, your soldiers, because of an echo, so that you don't fall off in the room.